Hello, ladies and everybody else. Andy here, day 46 of the Inner Winner Show. How are you all going? Today's going to be a quick, short, easy one. I've got a coaching call in like 30 minutes, so I'm just going to bang a quick one out. Super easy. This one comes from a discussion on my forums that Sigma started. Now, if you don't know who Sigma is, I did a podcast with him, an interview a couple of weeks back. So I'll leave a link in the show notes below down to that. That will be at theinnerwinnershow.com/46. That has all the show notes and stuff. So basically, he's been having a bit of success on Tinder. At the moment, his main goal is to get a bit of sexual experience and get out there, have some dates and stuff like that, because he's someone who hasn't had a lot of dating experience. So he's matched with quite a few girls, and he's got three girls lined up now that he wants to take on dates and have sex and all that good stuff. He wants to stick his penis inside of their penises. Wait, that's wrong, isn't it? He wants to stick his penis inside of their, that thing that girls have. Vagina, that's it. He wants to stick his penis in their vagina. So he's basically saying, I only have a limited amount of time free. Should I like double book my dates? And he's also asking the question because people flake. Girls more than guys, obviously, but people flake. And so he wants to know, should I like book them both for the same day just in case one flakes? My issue here is I think he's asking the question of should I have them in the same time slot, assuming that one of them is going to flake. No, that's a fucking horrible idea. By doing that, you are expecting one of them to flake, and it's going to be a self-fulfilling prophecy. You're not going to try as hard to stop her from flaking. You're not going to be as excited to meet them because you're going to assume one of them is going to flake. And what happens if neither of them flake? You have to reschedule. So here's what I would do, and here's what I have done in the past when I have like a lot of girls like that I want to go on dates with, but like not a lot of free time. Book them all in. So you've got three girls, book them all in for the same night, but one after another. Now, if you're free during the day, that's even better. See if one of them will meet you for a coffee. Just send a message to all of them saying, are you free during the day? I know we were going to meet at night, but are you free during the day? Just because I got some free time. Whichever one responds with yes, like, cool, meet her during the day, go to a cafe, have a good time, like chill, you know, try and have sex with her if you want. Or I know in your case, this guy in particular, he doesn't have a great situation at home. He's living with his parents and stuff, so that doesn't make it easy. So fine, go on a couple of dates, like get to know these girls, all that good stuff, and then, you know, you'll have sex later on down the track. So try and meet one during the day. If you can't, like if they are all only free that night, the same night, see one as early as you possibly can. Like send a message to all of them saying, when are you free? Like, what's the earliest time you're free? I used to do this all the time. Sometimes girls would say like, oh, I'm actually free at like 5 p.m. or I'm free at 4 p.m. I'd be like, cool, we're going to meet at 4 p.m. Like, let's go here. Meet the first girl for an hour. Send her a message beforehand and say like, I've got some stuff to do later on, or I'm seeing some other people later on, or, you know, whatever. I can only meet for an hour. Is that cool with you? Like, we'll grab a coffee, we'll have a chat, maybe we'll grab a drink, whatever you want to do, and we'll just chill for a bit and get to know each other. Every single girl is going to say like, yeah, that's fine. Like, cool. So do that with the first girl. Then leave like roughly half an hour before you meet the second girl. So if you're meeting the first girl at 5 p.m., you would meet the second girl at 6:30 p.m. So an hour for the date and then half an hour extra, you know, just in case the date goes a little over time or, you know, so you don't have this like stupid pressure. Remember that you are out there with each girl to enjoy yourself and for them to enjoy themselves. This isn't supposed to be like rapid fire, like running against the clock. Okay, I have 1 hour and then I have to ditch this girl and go on to the next one. This isn't like a fucking triathlon, okay? So first girl at 5 p.m., second girl at 6:30 p.m., and then you would obviously see the third girl at 8 p.m. And again, to the second girl, you say the same thing. Like, hey, let's meet at 6:30 p.m. I've only got like an hour. I got some stuff to do, like, or I'm seeing other people, whatever. Like, is that cool with you? And then you'll find she'll be like, yeah, that's fine. Like, cool. Thank you for letting me know. Now, the third girl, because it's later, I know in your case, this probably doesn't count because, again, you live with your parents. But to anyone else listening to this, if you have your own place, the third girl, try and have sex with her. So go on a date, have drinks, have coffee, whatever you want to do. It'll be 8 p.m. when you first see each other. The goal with the third one is to try and get her back to your place. Just do the line that I always say, like, you know, it doesn't have to be smooth. It doesn't matter what you say, but like once the date, once you're like an hour into the date or 2 hours, whenever you're comfortable, earlier is better. Just say like, let's go back to my place and grab one last drink, or we should go back to my place and have another drink, or like, hey, do you want to come back to my place and like chill and watch some TV or something? Or like, you know, I've got a great view at my place. You want to come back and check it out? We'll have a drink. We'll chill. Like the key point being like, we will go back to my place and chill, or we'll go back to my place and have a drink, or we'll go back to my place and hang out. Like these are all polite ways of saying, if you like me, we'll go back to my place and fool around. You can even just fucking say that if you want. Just be brutally honest and say like, I've said this to girls before. Just say like, hey, I really like you. Do you want to go back to my place and like fool around or something? And you will find that when you're that blunt, most girls will like give you an honest answer back. They'll be like, oh, is it okay if we wait till the next date? And you're like, yeah, that's fine. Or she might be like, yeah, but, and then if she's obviously nervous, you can just say like, don't worry, I'm not going to like push you or anything. We'll just like, we'll see how things go. Like, I don't want to do anything you're not comfortable with. I'm not going to like push you if you don't want to do something. She'll be like, oh, okay. Like you will find that brutal honesty, most girls respect that. And they're like, oh, wow. Like this guy isn't going to try and like pull some stupid trick on me. Cause that's girls' biggest fear is that you will go back to your place and, you know, most guys like try and snake their way into a girl's pants, like sneak their way in there. Like, oh, you know, I'm just going to pretend that we're just watching Netflix and I'm just going to, you know, accidentally kiss her and then like pretend that I didn't mean to. Like if you're just honest, this shit is a million times easier. And if you're not that honest, being comfortable with that, I would say work up to that, but do what I just said before and say like, let's go back to my place, grab a drink and hang out for a bit, or we'll go back to my place and chill if you're cool with that. Like something that insinuates that you're going to be doing that. And then, you know, obviously take it from there. So first girl, see her first, like roughly 5 p.m., as early as you can. Second girl, or during the day if you can. Second girl, an hour and a half after that. Third girl, an hour and a half after that. And it goes without saying, but since you are trying to have sex with the third girl, try and organize it so that the third girl is the one that you're most into, or the one that you think you are most likely to sleep with, or the girl that seems the most into you, or the girl where you have clicked the most with each other. Makes sense that she's the one you're trying to have sex with, so go for it. And now, I know it doesn't count in this guy's case because he specifically lives at home, so he probably can't be having sex with any of these girls on the first date, right? It's probably not going to happen. He can give it a go, and I would definitely recommend going for it, but like, if they don't have an apartment of their own that's free that you guys can go to, you're probably not going to have sex on the first date. Might take you the second or the third or the fourth date. I forgot what the fuck I was going to say. It's like really early in the morning and I'm super fucking tired. Well, it's not really early in the morning, but like I'm fucking tired. So yeah, book those 3 dates, try and have sex with the third girl. Here's what I was going to say. You can have sex with the first and second girl. Like if you feel like if you're not in this guy's situation, if you do have your own place, then yeah, try and have sex with the first and second girl. Just bear in mind that you will kind of be screwing 2 other people over. Like if you try and have sex with the first girl, like obviously that's going to throw out the date for the second and the third girl. It's up to you what you want to do with that. Some guys will just like text the girl and say, I'm really sorry, I'm running late. Or they might say like, hey, can we reschedule or something like that. Me personally, I never really felt comfortable doing that. So what I said in my mind, I was like, okay, the first and the second girl, I'm literally not going to have sex with them. Or if we do, it's just going to be like a bit of fooling around. Like we're not actually going to have a long sex marathon or something. So I did have situations, especially once I got more confident and I became more assertive on Tinder and made it abundantly clear, like, hey, by the way, we're meeting for sex. We're going to have BDSM sex. Like I would literally say that in my second message. That's like the second message I send on Tinder. Once I got to that point, what I would do is I would tell myself in my head, okay, the first 2 girls, we just like fool around. And I've done this before because it was a day where I had sex with, well, I say have sex with, but I'm going to now explain it. It was technically sex, but it's like more like fooling around sex. Does that make sense? So I had sex with 3 girls in something like 8 hours. It was over a period of like a day. I've done this a couple of times, like on a couple of different occasions where I'll just set like a goal of like, can I have sex with 3 girls? And what I did was the first girl, it's like, okay, I'm not allowed to come because if I come, I'm going to lose that excitement for the second and the third girl. That's not really fair on them. Plus, like, it's not really going to be fun for me. So the first girl, I specifically texted her first. And now you don't have to do this, but I specifically texted her first and said, like, by the way, we're not going to have sex. And we're just going to fool around. Girls love that because guys don't say that to girls ever. That is not something that 99.99999% of girls have ever heard from a man before. We're not going to have sex. And so they're suddenly like, oh, wait, well, is this a challenge? And they take it as a challenge. It's fucking fun for them. Because like, how often has a guy ever said that? Never. Never in their entire life. They're hearing something alien and completely fucking strange, to be honest. And so the first girl, in this one particular case, the first girl, I said to her, like, we're not going to be having sex, by the way, but like, we'll fool around and stuff like that. And I made it a fun game. I always like to have fun games and, you know, like psychological play and BDSM and all that kind of stuff. So I specifically said to her, like, you don't get my dick until you've been good enough. And so she's like, oh, fuck, like, this is fun. Like, what do I have to do to be good enough? So we met, we fooled around. She kept like trying to turn me on, like from the very beginning, because we went straight to her place and we were making, I was playing with her tits. I gave her an orgasm. She had a couple of vibrators and stuff like that. And she spent the whole time trying to get me horny. So she was like, can you please just take your cock out? And I was like, no, I told you, you don't get my cock today. And she was like, please, 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 like getting hornier and hornier. And I just made it a fun game for like, I was with her for like probably an hour. And it was just like this fun game of getting her more and more turned on, her getting me more and more turned on. And eventually I said like, okay, can have my dick for a little bit. So we put a condom on. I had sex with her for like, probably like 3 minutes of like trying to be gentle so that I didn't get like, you know, too close to coming or anything. And then I took it out and I said, like, that's all you get. And she was just like completely and utterly fucking horny as hell at this point. She's like, please, please. It was like so much fun. And, you know, I stuck to my word. I said, like, no, I told you, you don't get like, you know, I was even naughty for giving it to you for a couple of minutes that I broke my word. I said I wouldn't do that. And look what you made me do. Like, she loved that. And yeah, I ended up leaving. She texted me afterwards. She's like, oh my God, that was like so much fun. That was the hottest experience of my life. Because girls love being teased. I mean, everyone loves being teased too. Guys love being teased. Girls love being teased. You're giving her what she wants if you do something like it. It's like a fucking fun game for both of you. Anyway, so I left. I went to the second girl. I had texted her the same shit. Like, by the way, you're not going to have sex. Or you don't get my dick today. Like, you have to be a good girl. You have to earn that. Maybe you'll get that on the second time. Maybe the third time. Maybe the 10th time. Depends when I feel like it. And then that just made her horny as well. So that was a bit of fun between us. The same thing happened. Like, she's trying to tease me. With her, I went on a date first. Like, we were at a bar, but I had already texted her that. And we just hung out for like half an hour, went back to mine, fooled around. I went down on her for a while, like all that kind of good stuff, the foreplay stuff. Stretched it out. And like, I think we hung out for like 2 hours because I had a lot more time. And then the third girl was the one that I actually had sex with. So I was horny as hell by that point, which is part of the benefit of this. You will be horny as fuck by the third girl if you do something like this. Now, I understand in this guy's case, in Sigma's case, he's probably not going to be doing all this stuff because he lives with his parents. He's very inexperienced. He's very new. He's, you know, not super confident with all this stuff. So, but if you are a confident person, yeah, do what I said. Like, make it a sexual thing. Make it a fun thing. You don't have to actively state to the girls, like, we're not going to have sex. Like, do that if you're confident enough. But if you're not at that point, then just meet them for a date, maybe make out with them, maybe take them back to yours and have a bit of fun and fool around and that kind of stuff. And, you know, it kind of takes the pressure off as well, is a good thing. Like, the first two girls, you know, you're not going to have sex with them. Or if you do, you're not going to come, right? You're just going to have a bit of fun and then you're going to save it for the third girl. By the way, it's hilarious if the third girl flakes on you. I've had that happen a few times. You just like build yourself up with the first two girls. And then the third girl's like, yeah, so like, hey, sorry, I'm so sorry, I can't come. Can we meet another day? And you're like, no, please, please. I should tell a story at one point because, okay, this same story that I've just talked about with the first two girls, the third girl actually said, can we reschedule because I'm on my period. And so we went through this long, I've written up a story. It's on my website. At killyourinnerloser.com/proof. There's a whole bunch of stories in there. And something, it was something like, Andy has sex with three girls in 8 hours, something like that. It's that story. Go find that story. And the third girl was like, I'm on my period. And so like, I just spent the next like 2 hours basically like, no, please, please. I'm so horny. Please, please. I'll be a little, I'm your little bitch. Please. I'll do anything. Like, I was just like begging like a fucking simp or some shit. I was like, come on. Like, I was trying to solve all their problems. She's like, but, you know, I'm really self-conscious about, like, being on my period. And I was like, I don't mind. I don't care. Come on. I don't care. And she was like, okay, but, like, are you sure you don't care? I was like, we can use a towel. We can go in the shower. Like, we can, I don't care. And she's like, but, like, you know, like, what if it gets everywhere? And I was like, but I'm wearing a condom. It doesn't matter. We'll just, and oh, I spent like 2 hours. And then eventually she was like, okay, like, maybe you can come over. So I came over. It was fucking awesome. She wasn't even on her period, or she had like light bleeding, so to speak. There wasn't much there at all. And yeah, it was fucking awesome. She was hot as hell. Yeah, end of the story. So it's not just guys that do this. There was a girl that I dated many, 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 many years ago. But before we were dated, we were mates for about like a year or two. And she went on a couple of dates. She was at a period in her life where she wanted to like find a decent guy, right? And settle down, all that kind of shit. And so she went on OkCupid, which for any of you fucking millennials out there, which is funny because I'm a fucking millennial too, technically. For any of you millennials out there, OkCupid is like the Tinder that old people used to use. It was Tinder before Tinder, but a little more of a serious dating platform. It wasn't really like a hookup app or anything. And so, God, I sound like such a fucking boomer, don't I, explaining OkCupid. All of you fucking cunts know what OkCupid is. So she used to like triple book dates just like this. She wouldn't do it like in a row like this, but she would see one guy in the morning for breakfast. She'd see one guy at lunchtime for lunch and they'd go on like a little fucking road trip or some shit. And then she'd see some guy at night. And the guy at night was the one that she said, I think that I want to have sex with him. She didn't have sex with all the guys at night, but like that was the one that she would have said yes to if he had the balls to make a move. Now, most of them didn't because most guys are kind of pussy. Maybe I should phrase that nicely. Most guys are fucking unconfident and shy when it comes to women. See, I can be nice sometimes. So she used to triple book these dates and she did that a lot. Every Saturday and every Sunday she would do this. Like she was interviewing guys and she barely slept with any of them. She slept with like one in 30 guys that she took out on dates, which is really common, by the way. A lot of girls will have a lot of dates and then not ever kiss or have sex or any of that kind of stuff. It's like they're interviewing because they're essentially waiting for the first guy that actually makes a fucking move. They're interviewing for some guy who will make a move. And so she used to do this all the time. And like, I remember having a conversation with her early on because I was super like nice guy. And this was before all of my self-improvement and stuff like that. And I was like, but don't you feel bad? Like taking three, isn't that wrong to take three guys out? And she was like, why? And I didn't have an answer. I was just like, I don't know. There's like some part of me that feels like this is wrong. Like, isn't it wrong to do this? And she was like, no, I'm extremely nice to all these guys. I'm very polite. I don't lie to them. If they ask me directly, I will tell them that, yes, I'm seeing other guys. And some guys have said that to her. And she says, yeah, I'm going on dates. You're the third guy today. So she's honest about it. She's not lying or manipulating. And I didn't have an answer. I was like, you're right. I guess I feel weird that you're doing this, but there's nothing wrong. You're being nice to them. So if there is some part of you, okay, first of all, if you don't want to do this, like don't do this. I'm not telling you to double book dates or triple book dates. This guy asked a question specifically saying like, can I or how do I? And it is something that I myself have done. Hence, I'm giving you advice on how to do it. But don't feel like you have to do this shit. You don't. You can do whatever the hell you want. If you don't feel comfortable doing this, don't fucking do it. I wouldn't tell you to do that. If you want to do it, but you feel a little guilty, just remember what I just said. Like, girls do this all the time. There are a ton of girls that do this. You're not doing anything wrong. As long as you are really respectful to each one and you tell them what's going on. Like, you don't have to tell them that you're seeing other girls, but you say like, hey, we're only going to meet for an hour. Like, you know, that kind of stuff. What are you possibly doing wrong? You're not doing anything wrong. I don't think I need to harp on about that point, because I think if you're even listening to this, you're on board with the premise that like, no, I like what's the matter here? I can do whatever I want as long as I'm not hurting anyone and they're having a good time and I'm having a good time. What's the issue? So don't worry about anyone judging you or any of that kind of shit. That's never really come up. Like, no one's ever said they judge me for this shit. And if they did, it's like, well, you're not really someone I want in my life. So yeah, summarize. First girl, meet her as early as possible during the day if possible. Second girl after that, third girl after that. If you're only, I should have talked about if you're double booking, like if you have two girls to see in the same day, you probably can have sex with both of them and even come, like if you leave a long enough period, like if you saw the first one at like 4 p.m. or something, Or during the day, yeah. Like, just have sex with her, have a good time, like, take it like normal, just pretend it's a normal day, and then see the second girl after that, like, later, maybe like 8 p.m., 9 p.m., and do the same shit. This stuff is obviously easier done on a Friday or a Saturday night, because girls will be more willing to stay later. And on a Saturday, or a Sunday, it's very easy to see girls during the day, because, like, a lot of girls are free in the morning or the afternoon. I've also done, like, weird stuff, like, I've said to girls, like, are you free, like, before work? And, like, some girls are like, well, I mean, I guess I could meet you at 7 a.m. Like, it's easier for me because I live in the city, or I used to live in the city, right in the center of the city. So I would meet some girls before they went to work. I had a lot of, like, early morning breakfast dates, like a ton of breakfast dates at, like, just cafes in the middle of the CBD, in the middle of the city center. And we'd just have, like, a half-hour coffee date. Sometimes I'd kiss them, sometimes not. And then I'd just schedule the next two girls for like one after work and then one in the evening. Funnily enough, the funniest story I ever have from that is like early morning, I saw this girl, super like horny sexual girl. She was awesome. And I met her at like 7 a.m., right? And she's like, you got to meet me at 7 a.m. before I go to work. And I was like, cool. So we meet at Starbucks, have a decent date. She's very fucking sexual, over the top sexual. And to be fair, that's my fault because I literally have a fucking Tinder profile that has BDSM pictures in it and shit like that. And we talked about BDSM before we met. So anyway, so we meet and she's straight off the bat talking about sex stuff. She's very comfortable with sex stuff. She's talking about fucking threesomes and BDSM and shit. It's a pretty good conversation. She was very easy to talk to. I liked her a lot. And then she's like, I'm going to work. And I was like, oh, cool. Like, which way are you going? And she's like, I'm going in this direction. I was like, oh, huh, that's like towards me. I'll walk you. Let's go. So we're walking, we're chatting. We get to a point, she starts talking about her tits and she's like, I fucking love my tits. And I was like, yeah, they're pretty good. And she's like, do you want to touch them? And I'm like, yeah, go on then. And so in the middle of public, in a city of 5.3 million people, with other people around because it's peak hour traffic at like, it's like 7:30 in the morning, 8 a.m. at this point, everyone's like walking to work. I'm there touching her tits and there are legitimately people looking. And I'm just like touching them and I'm like squeezing them. I'm like, yeah, they're pretty good. Like they're pretty good tits. And she's like, yeah, I told you they're good. We keep walking. And then we get to her place of work. Now, where do you guys think this girl works? Pause the podcast and have a little think where you think she works. I mean, I guess that's like you're judgmental if you guess this. Very judgmental, but she works at a fucking brothel. She was a prostitute, or sorry, I should say a sex worker. So we're standing outside this brothel. I've just played with her tits. She sends me a text afterwards. I have a link to this story as well in the same, on my website, killyourinnerloser.com/proof. And there's a link down there. I think it's called something like Andy plays with a prostitute's tits in public, something like that. And yeah, played with her tits again outside the brothel. She's like, cool, see ya. And then she goes inside. And then I'm like, what the fuck? You didn't tell me you're a sex worker. Not that I give a shit, but like, it's fucking hilarious. So good shit. So you can definitely do that in the morning. That was at like 7 a.m. You can be playing with prostitutes' tits in public for free. I didn't pay nothing, motherfuckers. I think she bought me a coffee, actually. Yeah, cool story. Cool story, bros. So double book dates, triple book dates. Have fun with it. Have sex with the third girl or the second girl, like the last girl that you're seeing that day. And only do this if you need to. Remember, you don't need to be double booking dates. This is only if you're like super busy and you're comfortable doing so and you want to do so. I think most guys have like a couple free slots a week. Maybe, you know what? I bet you Sigma's made up this entire story. I bet you he doesn't even have three girls that he's going to see on the day. I bet he's just like, hey guys, I'm like so fucking just, I got so much pussy lately. I got so many girls in my life, bros. I just like, I can't afford to fit them all in. I would love to schedule these sweethearts on different days, but like, I'm just such a player these days. I've got like 45 girls in my roster. I can't even, you know, I got to slot them all in. I probably got to see 11 girls per day, bros. What should I do? Should I just have like a fucking 12-some? Should I invite them all to my house at the same time and get them all to suck my D? I'm mocking. I'm teasing. I love you, Sigma. Shoutouts to Sigma. He's a good dude. See you, dudes.